In the first session, we spoke about six persons. We spoke about Elimelech, Naomi, Mahlon, Chilion, Orpah, and Ruth. And the Spirit of God brought before us very clearly that there is no satisfaction away from Bethlehem, the house of bread. The Spirit of God brought before us very strongly that every and each one of us is going to be tested in every confession we make, because the Lord is looking for reality. We have said that you cannot be hiding under the faith of your father or your mother or your grandfather. You have to make a decision. And we said also that every decision you will make, there is consequences for those decisions. Short-term decisions are usually give some comfort and some ease. Long-term decision, in the beginning, they might not look easy at all. They might look hard. But faith, take hold of God and look beyond the circumstances. Ruth had to make a decision. She could choose the comfort of her home and her family and surrounding familiar, or to take a leap of faith. I think somebody brought Rebecca. She heard of Isaac, never seen him. And when they asked her, would you follow? Would you go with this man? She said, I will go. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. That's what Ruth said. But when you speak about six, the number six, usually there is some kind of deficiency. In the Gospel of John chapter 2, at Cana of Galilee, they have six pots. They were supposed to be full of wine to bring joy to the heart of the people who were at the wedding. And they ran out of them. We're living in a world where there are six great pots of things. People are going after things, thinking that things might bring comfort, pleasure, and satisfaction. So if I get this car, if I get this job, if I get this guy or this girl, if I get this thing, things will be okay. They said to the Lord Jesus in chapter 2 of the Gospel of John, they have no wine. Things have not brought any joy or satisfaction. People have been drinking from this water day in and day out. I heard that it said once about Mr. Rockefeller. They asked him, what will make man satisfied? He was the richest man of his time. He said, just a little bit more. Just a little bit more. And the Lord Jesus said, whoever drinks from this water, thirst again. So things bring no satisfaction. Well, how about people? If you turn to John chapter 4, there was a woman. She had six husbands, five, and the one who was with her was not. She's ahead of her time. She's like living in our days. You see, the Bible is applicable even to our times. And she was thirsty. There was no satisfaction. Things in chapter 2 did not bring satisfaction, joy, or happiness. People did not bring happiness or satisfaction. And that's why we have in chapter 2, number 7. Elimelech could not bring any satisfaction with his wrong decision. He died. Boaz was living. And he ever liveth, our true Boaz. Elimelech could not provide for his family when he went to Moab. But Boaz who did not leave Bethlehem, was able to provide for Ruth and for Naomi and for the family there. Elimelech could not redeem or help anybody, not even himself. Boaz was a man, a mighty man of wealth. Chilion means city, sick. Boaz means a mighty man of wealth. Well, if you have a choice, what would you choose? We have Boaz before us. We have number 7 before us. The one who is able, like who satisfied the Samaritan woman, who left everything and ran. I found him. One who is able to satisfy every need is our true Boaz, the Lord Jesus. And in the verses we have read, we have him before us as the one who is able to provide, the one who is able to give instruction. You see, when you come under the Lordship of Christ, it is not only the privilege side. We are living in a credit card society. You go and buy whatever you wanted to buy, we'll pay later. You pay later. Don't have to worry about payment now. When you come under the Lordship of Christ, privilege and responsibility, they go hand in hand. So Boaz not only provide, but he gave instruction. He tells Ruth what to do. Sit here. Don't follow and go after any other field. Stay with my name. He tells a young man, don't touch her. To put it in the language of the New Testament, keep thyself pure. When you come under the Lordship of Christ, privilege is given. Provision is supplied. Responsibility is also attached to it. And if we subject ourselves to the Lordship of Christ, we will pass our SAT test. We'll be satisfied and trusted.
I think it's neat to link up this expression here, a mighty man of wealth, with what we have in the New Testament. I think it's for us today, my God shall supply all our need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And you also have the expression, the unsearchable riches of Christ. And so we're linked up with a man in glory, as you said, who's able to supply. If we feel we're living in days of famine, he's able to provide what's needed, like exceeding abundantly, even above all we can ask.
I think we see here with Boaz and what is provided for Ruth, truly the reward of God for those who follow. Ruth made the decision. Ruth made the right decision. And God's not just going to say, okay, she decided to come to Israel. She's following her mother-in-law. She's cleaving. Well, it's the right decision now. Leave her on her own to provide for herself. God says, no. Now I'm going to take care of her. If we follow the Lord, we truly seek him out, everything else is taken care of. He is no man's debtor.